Hey guys, hope you're all doing good. As always, today's episode is interesting and it's going to be very informative for you. It's more of a discussion. Let's see what works, and whatever works for you should be good for you. So today's topic is about whether you should work out with shoes or without shoes. There's a lot of debate on it, as you know. A lot of people swear by working bare feet, and a lot of people feel that without shoes, you don't have enough support or stability in case of knee issues. Now, it could be both ways. So let's take a look at working out with shoes. As I said, the first thing is for support and stability. For most people, when you work out, especially on not on a gym floor, like if you're working out at home, you will need shoes with good cushioning for you to for support and stability, and so that you don't injure your knees. Jumping on a floor like that without any a rubber mat on it could cause some kind of a discomfort on your knee, so it's good for you to work out with shoes. Secondly, it protects. So what happens is, if you already have an injury or if you have a slight tone of discomfort in your knee or your heel, a shoe that actually works for you could help you protect further injuries. And as I said, it gives you a good grip. So the shoe has to be good. So before we talk about the comfort level, the shoe has to be good. Sometimes when you pick up a shoe, the shoe may not be may not fit you well. As in, for instance, you may have a wider feet and you may have picked up something that's narrow. That could cause you discomfort. So the shoe, first of all, has to be comfortable. If your feet are wide, you need to pick up something with a wider toe box, and you need to be able to breathe, as in your toes will have to have enough space to wriggle. Also, you have to look at whether you have a flat foot or you need a high arch. You have to pick up shoes based on that. And if your shoe works really well for even for your walking, if it's comfortable, then your shoe makes it comfortable, makes your workout comfortable. That's working out with shoes. Essentially, working out barefoot is great because it actually adheres to your natural movement. So that's basically the closest, right? So when you're squatting, it helps you, like the triangle of your feet, to stay on the floor. You will also be more aware of how the weight is distributed. So you're very close to the natural order. And so working out barefoot when you're doing heavy weights is great. Secondly, balance and proprioception also. That's what awareness means. So when your feet is on the floor, it has direct contact with the ground and helps, you know, the neural connections to actually convey the message correctly. Where is your balance? Is it in the midfoot? Is it on your heel? Are you going to your toes? It helps you realize quicker. Also, working out barefoot helps you to understand your foot mechanics. Say for instance, if you have like a slight knock knee, or if you have like an eversion and your foot tilts outward, working out barefoot helps you to kind of regularize all those things. You can wear a mini band and push your feet out. When you squat, your trainer will be able to spot those little errors more clearly if you work out barefoot. So basically, working out barefoot has its own pros. I don't see any cons except for jumps. In case you have some condition or some pain in the knee, then jumping barefoot could cause some discomfort. Say for instance, weighted step ups, weighted squats sometimes could cause discomfort if you have a knee issue. So that's the only thing when you talk about barefoot. Barefoot always has its advantages. The only concern is how your foot is made, you know. So you have to first of all figure out your foot mechanics. You can do a gait analysis to figure out how your foot is, and then work with your trainer to even sort those smaller issues. Basically, you need to figure out both ways. You have your own pros and cons. The main points to consider is the surface first. If you're working out on a hard surface, then jumps and whatever causes impact, a shoe could actually manage that impact for you. Secondly, if the exercise type, squats for squats and deadlifts and all that, barefoot is great because you'll be able to balance better. A running shoe may not be great for doing deadlifts or squats. So this is also a good way of figuring out when or where you should use your shoes. Lastly, personal comfort. For some people, wearing shoes for all workouts help. And for some people, altering between barefoot and wearing shoes also help. I personally ask my clients to shift between working out barefoot and also using shoes when needed, based on their comfort, and it really works. So this is also your personal comfort, and but you now understand both the advantages and disadvantages. Mostly it's how your foot is made and what kind of shoes you use. Both are great and both work differently, and ultimately your comfort is more important. So work accordingly to how your structure is, and work with your client that way. I hope this information was useful, and I hope these small things will help you do your workouts better, and you'll feel more comfortable while working out. So when I'm discussing this topic, and I hope you enjoyed it too, let me know what you think, and I'll be back next week with another interesting episode. Bye-bye.